From Islamic Finance News, the world's leading Islamic finance news provider, this is IFN Podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to IFN Podcast. My name is Nasreen from Islamic Finance News, and I'm your host today. Joining me in this episode are Mahsa Tavakkoli and Neda Bashiri, both from Iran Farah Bourse, one of the four exchanges in Iran. Thank you so much for being here with me today, ladies. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do with the Farah Bourse?
Hello, Nasreen. Hello, everyone who are listening to IFN Podcast. This is Mahsa Tavakkoli. I am the Director of Strategy in Iran Farah Bourse. And in our department, we draft the corporate strategy and we communicate with all the stakeholders, internal and external, foreign, and also we work with our colleagues to implement the strategic plan also. From the other part, we do the studies about the industry and how it's changing. Mm-hmm. And we communicate with international investors also to introduce our market. So these are what we are doing here.
I'm Neda Bashiri, the manager of structured financial instruments in IFB. And we issue all of the debt market or all of the debt market instruments here in IFB. And as you may know, we have the biggest market of debt market here. And we have some innovation here. And I will describe it later.
Sure, Neda. So let's jump right into it. One of the most recent stories that we covered at IFN is the first ever non-guaranteed sukuk to come out of Iran, which was facilitated by the Farah Bourse. This sukuk is only guaranteed by a credit rating from Paya Credit Rating Company. What can you tell us about this landmark transaction, Neda?
Okay, Paya Credit Rating is one of our three credit rating agencies in Iran, which is licensed and authorized by the SEO or surveillance body. In fact, Paya insured us, insured investors regarding default risk and insolvency of originator in the sukuk. But here, for non-guaranteed sukuk, we have somehow protection management for retail investors. For example, the minimum order for underwriting is 50,000 sheets. That is, the nominal price is 1,000 riyals. And I can say it's a fairly large amount for retail investors.
So typically, a sukuk is guaranteed by a bank?
All of the sukuk in Iran are can guarantee by commercial bank holdings and also insurance companies. We have three categories of guarantor here.
And what happens if the issuer defaults on the sukuk? How is this issue addressed?
In this case, SPV, as a lawyer of investors, can go to court. Just this, and also in this case, we have a ijara sukuk. I mean that for the issuing of this sukuk, some common shares of or by originator is honored to their SPV, because SPV is the lawyer of investors, retail investors. So we have common shares here, okay? And if there is some default, SPV can sell all of the shares in the market and settle with retail investors.
Okay, gotcha. And are you expecting other issuers to go for this kind of non-guaranteed sukuk facility?
Yes, yes. Actually, last day in TSD, we have Shasta Group sukuk, and also in IFB we are waiting for the second non-guaranteed sukuk here. I think yeah, we will issue two non-guaranteed Icra Sukuk, and both of them are a subsidiary of Iranian Social Security Organization, which one of them is listed in IFB. I mean Sabah Tamim. Yeah.
That sounds great. We'll keep a lookout for them. Thanks, Nida. This one's for you, Mahsa. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about the new over-the-counter market, or what we call the OTC, that the Faro Bourse is launching?
Sure. Having an OTC market at IFB has a history, actually. When the regulatory body, the Securities and Exchange Organization, wanted to establish another exchange in Iran, they planned to establish an OTC. But during the time it changes, Iran Faro Bourse turns to a securities exchange, but it always had a part for the OTC market. So the part we had, part of it was our unlisted trading privilege market, the UTP market, which was for the companies who got delisted from the exchanges, from TSE, Tehran Stock Exchange, or from IFB, or public joint stock companies who never get listed, but their shares, based on the regulation, should be traded and transferred during the capital market. So it was the UTP market. And we also launched a third market. It's an M&A market. It's for buyback, it's for underwriting a company, it's for selling a company's share, even if it's a private joint company and the companies who are not listed. So these are the things we do in our third market. Also, we do the trades for intellectual property in there. And the news that you are talking about, it's about a negotiation market in our UTP market. Previously, we had it based on negotiation, but we turned it to the auction, and we are operating it as a continuous market. We wanted to have a new board there and for negotiation deals. So this is the news. It's not launched yet. We drafted every regulation, but the regulatory body and we also are working to improve it.
Got
So
it.
this is it.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. All right, so let's talk about some exciting developments in the Iranian market. What are some of the things that we can expect from your end this year?
We actually, the part that we are doing, we are planning to do in 2021. First of all, we launched our crowdfunding market, also our Sukuk index this week, and it's a lot more to come, like the sandbox. The capital market sandbox is going to be located in Iran Faro Bourse. And in the sandbox, it's part of it is the regulatory sandbox, part of it is fintech sandbox. And we are going to prepare an environment for fintechs to do their business, and we test them, and if they can get the approval, they can start operation. And if we wanted to start a new instrument, a new market, the sandbox will also be the place for it. So it can accelerate the speed of making and drafting the regulation for us. This is exciting news about what we are going to do. Another part is introducing new funds and new instruments to the market. So you will have more news on 2021 from Iran Faro Bourse.
How about you, Nida? Anything exciting from your side?
Yes, continuing Masa's speech about the future programs issued for debt market is issuing green sukuk and establishing future index as a derivative of index. And also, we want to establish a fund index fund based on this index. Yeah.
Well, that's great. We'll check in with you again when these new products are launched. Just a quick one. Only a few days ago, the Iranian regulators issued an invitation to foreign investors to look into Iran. I'd just like to know what you think about this.
Actually, we always believe that, and also I believe that the investors also can confirm it, that Iran capital market has a lot of potential, diverse instruments, a lot of players, and it's interesting market. We are dealing, we are working and giving service to more than 40 industries. We mm-hmm. have VC listed, we have private equity fund listed. Apart from this equity market, we are providing alternative investment vehicles as well. So the market has a lot of potentials, but it depends totally to the political atmosphere around us. So if the everything gets facilitated, and if we can have them on board, we are prepared and we are looking forward to this. We are a member of Federation of Eurasian Stock Exchanges, and we are in the governing body of it, in the board. And it's a very diverse federation. It has members from Europe, from Eastern Europe, from Western Europe. It has members even from the North Africa, from the CIS region, and from the neighbor countries. So we are in relation with all the member countries. We are also having some, let's say, MOU with our partners, exchanges partners in the region and from the members of FIES, from the Federation of Eurasian Stock Exchanges.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, ladies, that's our time. Thanks again for being on the podcast.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on the Islamic finance industry, log on to www.islamicfinancenews.com. You can also listen to IFN Podcast on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.